What triggers leaf abscission? Well, environmental cues trigger hormonal changes that cause leaf senescence, or the slow aging and ultimate death of the leaf, during which the abscission layers are formed. Abscission is the actual falling off of the leaf. Shortening days combined with cool temperatures at night cause chlorophyll to break down. This degreens the leaf, revealing the orange and red carotenes and xanthophyll pigments present in the leaf that we know as fall color. Nitrogen from the degraded chlorophyll is resorbed out of the leaf into buds and other storage organs by the plant for later use. Leaf senescence is accompanied by a series of hormonal changes, including a decline in auxin, which is a primary plant growth hormone, and a rise in ethylene. While the hormonal changes that occur in plants during the establishment of dormancy are complex, we know that ethylene appears to play a critical role in leaf abscission, and that application of auxin can delay it. Photoperiod and cold temperatures are not the only environmental cues that can trigger the onset of dormancy. Water and nutrient stress also play a role. In areas of the tropics that experience a long dry season, for example, trees also go dormant and lose their leaves, even though day length and temperature don't change. Even in temperate regions, we know that water and nutrient availability influence the process of dormancy. For example, heavy watering and fertilizing in fall, like in September, may stimulate a tree to continue growing and therefore is not recommended, because new growth produced at this time of year will have little chance to prepare itself for winter and will most likely die from winter kill.